house. And today I'm going to share the topic, the right question to ask about worship. So James just led us and say we never cease to worship God. So worship is not just right now, but we should worship God all the time. So we should live a life that honor God in our life. And then we can come here together, we have a public worship service together, and then we can hear, we praise God all together from our heart. And if we don't, you know, experience God every day, if we don't trust God every day, if we just come here today to worship God, we may be hypocrites. So we really need to think about how we behave. So we need to ask questions about our worship. So first, we need to ask why we are here. Why we are here? Why we are here? James?
To worship.
To worship. To worship. So it is very important we are here to worship God. So we can, our worship service, we start call to worship, and then we have scripture reading, and then we have praise, and then we have prayer, and we have scripture reading, and then sermon, and then we have response song, benediction, and doxology. So all are part of the worship service. So none of one is more important than the others. So it's always sometimes misleading that we are here to listen to pastor speak. And we know that's the important part, and we need to learn about God and to worship God better and improve our worship. So it is important to hear God's voice, but we cannot harden our heart. And if you cannot hear God's voice, even if you hear God's voice, but if you don't take it into heart, then it won't be very useful. So it is very important. So this is not just about sermon. So even today, Pastor Johnny is not here, but we can still worship God together. So even if Adam Leo is not here, we can still worship God. So that's very important. Okay, so everybody here, who are you? Who are you? Can you answer who are you? Right now. Who are you? We don't know who we are. Of course we all know. Okay, we have Jared here, and we have Peel here, and James, Mary, and we have a lot of people here. But who we are? Who we are. So it is very important. We are worshippers. So this is very important. So why we are here? Who we are? We are worshippers. Okay, worship. So we cannot just sit here passively and then watch someone perform here. And then you judge, see if he is doing a good job, see if you like what he's doing. That's not your purpose here. So it is very important. You are worship of God. So everybody is a worshiper of God. So we need to know the true purpose why we are here. So we will try to ask those questions and to think about it. But it's very important we know who do we worship. So the right worship need to focus on the right person. So we are not that important, okay? A lot of time, when you come to a worship service, and then the parent, or you may ask a question, what do I get out of today's worship service? So is that the right question to ask? What do I get out of the worship service today? The question we need to ask is more, what do God get from our worship service? So who is the center of our worship service? Who is the focus of our worship service? So that's very important, very important. So when you're here, our heart need to be here. So we need to cast away all the worries. No matter what happened this morning, no matter what happened last night, no matter what happened last semester, you get a D, or you even fail, let's not worry about that now. Okay, let's hear and rejoice in our Lord. So even we are newly wed, okay, Elias, they are here, but they rejoice in our Lord. So that's good. So even they don't go to honeymoon, but they come here to worship God. So that can tell you if worship is important. So when you come to worship service, what do you wear? Does that really matter? How do we worship? Does that really matter? Does God will please whatever we do? So we need to think about, does the style of worship matter or not? Does what we wear matter or not? But you can reflect your heart. You, when you come to worship God, who is the creator of the world, who made the mountain, the sea, the moon, the sun, and made a human being in his image. He is our Lord. He is our creator. So it's important we present ourselves the best we can. So we need to think about that. I'm not here to criticize, you know, you wear jeans or you wear shorts and you wear slippers. But I think we can think about, how do we want to worship God? Is God really that important in our life? Are there more other more important things? Is my piano more important? If I go to, you know, present a piano, if I need to, you know, to play a piece in competition, I dress up. But when you come to worship God, do we have a same attitude or better? And that's something we got to think about. Okay, we have to be changed to know God more and in His holiness. God is holy. So God is different. God is above all other gods. He should be feared before all other gods. So we need to know, who do we worship? We worship the Lord. We worship the Creator. We worship the true God and the only God. So when we need to know, our focus should be on God. Should be on God. So in this society, we always, you know, focus ourselves. It, we are self-oriented society. So we need to be feel good. We need to be happy. We need to be pleased. The important thing, our joy as a Christian. What is our joy? What is our true purpose of life? And that's something we need to think about. So when you sing, when you praise God from your inner part of your heart, you will rejoice. I think when James, the leading up prayer, we can feel that. But we cannot just, you know, in that moment we feel that. We need to feel in the whole service, in whole life, daily life. So that's important. We are here to please God. I'm not here to please anyone. So even the pastor, when he preach, so we try to please God and honor God. So His name will be exalted. And we extol the songs and praise to the God only. He is the one to receive all the glory. And we know the purpose of our life is, so whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So that's very clear. If we are true Christian, if we truly believe in God, that should be our purpose, that should be our goal, and we should worship God from our heart. And our focus should be on God. So that's very important. So who, what is the right person to receive the honor? So we are not here like a performer. So I'm here to perform, Jane is here to perform, Elder Leo here is to perform, and then you guys just evaluate. That's not the way to go. So we are, who is the true audience? Who is the true audience? Is it you? Me? So who is the true audience? God is the true audience. So that's very important. God is the true audience. So we all need to pretend that we all stand here. We all stand here together. Okay? We praise God together and worship God together. And then we want to see if God is the guest of honor. God is the focus of our worship. So that's something we need to think about. So at any time, so as a Christian, so we're not just to come here, you know, casually, but we come here prepare our heart. So that's why we talk about Sunday morning. You don't want to sleep late. You don't want to Sunday night stay very late. You play game for a long time. You feel very tired. You don't want to get up. You couldn't find the right dress to wear. And then you fast with your parents or you fast with your spouse. So that's something we don't want to see. Okay, but think about how do you come to church today? What state do you come to church today? Are you joyful? Joyous? Do you feel with joy? Do you eager to meet God? So that's something to think about. Okay, it's very, very important. So I think it's a lot of time, you know, we are so busy. We are so busy. Are you busy? Are you busy? I think we all very busy. So a lot of time, so we try to say we just want to fit God in our busy schedule. Okay? We have so many other things to do. God, we want to worship God. Okay? But that's part of life. But a lot of time we just define, you know, God is not in the important position. So we do other things, a lot of other things. And then say, you know, so for our convenience. So a lot of time, you know, the modern day church, there's a lot of church, we try to improve our worship service, but to attract the wrong seekers. We try to be friendly to seekers. As long as you come, we do anything to please you. Is that part of the church problem? I think so. Sometimes we're doing that. Okay, we just want people to give people convenience and to try to please people so we can sing the song just like, you know, the popular song outside. Just, you know, the more contemporary. But now, so there's a lot of things to think about. I think it's not, we're not just it is important how we, you know, worship God. So we need to think about that. So what is the purpose of worship God? Let's look at the scriptures now. Okay, let's go to the song first. So song 96, we can see, so what is the purpose of worshiping God? So we want to proclaim God's salvation day after day. So how do we preach gospel? How do we reach out other people? So one of the important things, a lot of time we say we need to preach gospel, so we try to do, to serve other people and to, you know, to help them. But one of the things very important is proclaim His salvation day after day. We are saved. God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. He shed His blood for us. So then we can come into the God's kingdom through Him. So we can come to the most holy place. Before, we are not able to do that. We are unclean. We are sinful. But now, because of Jesus Christ, so He opens a way so that we can come to our Lord, to meet our Lord in the most holy place. So salvation, we need to raise salvation, the cup of salvation, and then to thank God, to praise His name. So that's one of the things we can praise God about, the salvation. about the universe he created, and then about the blessings we receive from him. God is good. Why God's good? God's good. God's good. So he created us in his own image. He gave us a breath of life. Otherwise, we are just the what? Dirt. Right? Otherwise, we are just dirt. But God gave us a breath of his life so we can live. But our forefather, Adam, sinned against God. So we are separate from God. But God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. So we can be saved. We can be saved. So God is good. And God is good. He protects us. He let the earth run the way it should be. So he keeps everything going. He supports everything. He sustains the life. So God is good. And God provides us. He provides us all we need. So our blessings are from God. And he made us his people and his children. So we are people in his pasture. Flock, his flock. So that's something we can praise him. So he's good. And God is great. We know God has many characters. God has many natures. God's good, God's great, God's holy, God's love, and he loves us, his love endures forever. His love endures forever. So for great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Great is the Lord. So God is the great. He is above all other gods. No other God like our God. All other gods are idols. They are nothing. They are nothing. But God is great. So the idols is useless. But a lot of times we have idols in our heart. And we cannot worship the true God. So we need to do away all the idols. Do away all the idols in our heart. So your study or your parents or your children, they are cannot compare to God. They shouldn't be the idols. But we need to worship God, the true God. He made the heaven and earth. So we need to know who the God is. Who the God is. So we have a right purpose. So worship is what? Worship is giving God, giving all glory to God. So in English, worship comes from the word worship. So it used to be in Old English, worship, the word worship is worship. So God is worthy. And he is the only one worthy. No other thing is worthy of praise and worthy of worship. So God is worthy. So that's worth. So God, does God lack anything? So here we say, give God glory. Ascribe the glory to his, to the God. Declare his glory among all the nations. His marvelous deed among all the people. So that's something we should do in worship, in our life. So people can see God in us. We are God's image. So that's important. So when we worship, we really, what we do is God give us a lot. God, or we can say God give us everything. Now as a worshiper, so what do? We want to return what God gives to us back to him. And joyfully, willingly. Okay, that's so what we do, worship. God don't really need anything. He's perfect in himself. He's great in himself. But God like to see cheerful worshiper. So he's looking for worshiper. He's looking for true worshipers. So that's something we need to think about. So give God glory. Ascribe glory to him. Ascribe glory to him. So we cannot really contribute him anything, but we can attribute him something he deserves, something who he is, someone who he is. So that's something we need to think about. So we need to have to focus on the right person. We need to have a right focus, a right purpose. And then another thing we need to look at is the right pattern. How do we worship God? So let's go to John chapter 4, verse 21 and to 24. So we are familiar with this passage. And here Jesus Christ, a Samaritan woman, okay, he came to fetch water from a well. And during the noon, very hot outside, but he came. And then Jesus was tired and he rest, and then the woman came, so they met. But we know Jesus know everything. So this woman needs salvation, and Jesus, he didn't bypass this Samaria place, but he to go to Galilee. But he come to meet this person. So God is seeking sinners, and we know Samaritan woman, she is a sinner. But God, Jesus showed himself to her. So we know, so talk about the living water, okay, living water. And then Jesus asked the woman for water. And then the woman get interesting, you know, into water, talking about the living water. So after Jesus reproved her that she has how many husbands? Five. Because she has five husbands. So when Jesus exposed her to her sin, so what is her reaction? So this is what after. Okay, after. So she didn't deny, because she is a sinner, but she didn't admit openly either, because she didn't admit openly either. But at least she wants to know more about God from Christ, from Jesus. If someone, you know, when you are exposed your sins, some people may just run away, and some people may think, you know, I'm in big trouble. Let's get out this way. But this Samaritan woman, she wants to know, learn the truth. So she asked the question about the worship. So verse 19, the Samaritan woman say, "You are a prophet." So at least woman realized that Jesus is someone from God. Someone from God. And then next, she asked a question. She said, "We Samaritan worship in this mountain Gerizim. And then you Jews worship in Mountain Moriah in Jerusalem." So she asked a question. Is it important where do we worship? Okay. Is the place of worship really important? So that's something to think about. So we know before, according to the Mosaic law, the only place you can worship God is where? The temple. Okay, the temple. So we know first we have tabernacle, and then we have King Solomon built the temple, right? Built the temple. So God specifically instruct Israel people how to worship Him and where to worship Him. So Jewish people, they worship God in the right way at the time, because that's God's revelation. So God revealed Himself to Jewish people and laid down the ordinance how to worship. So worship, you cannot worship lightly. So we know worship is a serious matter. And worship is very important. So we cannot take that lightly. So at least, so the Old Testament tell us worship is very important. And you cannot take lightly. So He instruct Moses to build everything in the tabernacle the way He instructed him on the mountain. So that's very important. So, but then we know the Samaritan, the Jew, we know King Solomon's son, and so King Solomon sinned. So God gave 10 tribes to the Israel, to the Jeroboam, and then 2 tribes to David's descendant. So we know that. So King Jeroboam, so he worried about his political future, because if the Israel people continue to worship in Jerusalem, and then their hearts may be, you know, attracted to the Jewish state, to the Judah instead of the Israel. So he said, I want to build 2 golden calves. So one in Sichuan, one in Dan, one in the south, one in the north. So it's very convenient. So people can still worship God, and they don't have to travel that far. So we know today when you come to worship, most of you, you know, not walking. you come here, you take the car. But at that time, most people need to walk. And then all the Jewish people, they are required to come to Jerusalem to worship 3 times a year. But now, King Jeroboam tried to fortify his own control, his own power. Then he created this Samaritan worship. So that's the tradition. But Samaritan people proud of their tradition, because that place is also pretty special, because Abraham built an altar there, Jacob built an altar there, and then the well, Jacob's well, is near that place. So they have some kind of tradition, but that's not a biblical way. It's not the way God instructs how they worship. So the Israel people, the Jewish worship is the right worship at that time. So that's the background. But now, the most important thing, and Jesus declared, believe me, woman, the time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. So the time has come. So when the time comes, then the place is no longer the issue. Okay. So I think Samaritan people and Jewish people, they all agree they worship the God. Also, Samaritan people later, they worship the local God just like other nations. Then that's a problem. So that's not the true God they worship. But at least Jewish people, there's something we can, and they are doing right. So they worship in the right way. And then we know Jesus Christ will come, the salvation come from Judah. So that's the lineage of salvation. So that's also important. So God prepared this nation, prepared these people for Jesus to come, our Savior to come. So that's important. But now when Jesus comes, at the church age or at the millennium time, we all people will worship God in a right pattern. So what is the right pattern to worship God? So what is the true worship? So how do we worship God in the right way? So what do you think? Worship God in the right way. So what Jesus said? So here we can see, yet a time is coming, has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. In spirit and truth. So how do we worship God? We know we sing, sometimes we wait. Okay, old men usually don't do that, but younger people usually do. Okay, I think it's good. Okay, we need to learn from you. So we worship God with your hands. Okay, you bow down to God. So all those outward gesture, I think it's useful if your heart participates. So we don't want to have mindless, mechanical worshiping. So although your body is here, but your mind is not here, your heart is hardened, then that's not going to please God. So whenever we're here, we need to listen. Not listen, listening is one thing, okay? So hear God's voice. First we hear God's voice, but you respond to God's voice. So if any one of you, if you think, when I stand here proclaim God's name, then you say, praise the Lord, then that's good. You shout from your heart. I think that's good. So you don't have to sit here all the time, okay? So we don't mind if anyone really, when you see God's glory and you see God's wonderful deeds, and then you say, awesome, amazing, wonderful, then that's great. I think if we don't hear those words, we should be jubilant. Even you see the forest, the trees, the sea, the mountain, they all sing praise to the Lord. If we don't do that, even a stone will open the mouth to praise God. Okay? So what does come out from our mouth? And what's in our heart? And that's very important. Okay. So when we worship God, God is spirit. So if you want to worship God, you have to use your own spirit. So you have to use your heart, your inner part. So your heart is here, your heart worshiping God, and then your body follow. Your body follow. So that's good. That's good. Okay. But if you just mindless and you are not, your mind is not here, your heart's not open, you just sit there passively, and hopefully the time going by, now it's almost 12:15, 12:10, then worship is over. Then we go home. We are satisfied. We are happy for a moment. But then maybe on the way home, and then you argue with your brothers, and you argue with your parents, and you argue with your friends in the car. We just totally forgot what we're doing here. We fulfill our responsibility. We fulfill our duty. God, I'm here today. The question is your heart fully here? Is you, when you listen to God's word, are you going to respond? Will your life be changed? Will your life be changed? So we can call it glorify God more? So can people can see God's glory from you? That's very important. We are image of God. Jesus died for us. And He is sinless. He is doing everything for us. But what can you do for God? So when you come here to worship, so do we bring anything to God? I think here we have worship service, we have offering. So it's good. So this is time for you to give something to God freely. Something you receive from God. We receive from God many grace, many blessings. But how do we respond to God? So offering is a good time to express yourself. So don't take offering lightly. Don't think that that's just a formality. Just to pass that tray around. But you can do other way, but you need to think about that. So we receive a lot from God, but how we respond to God. So we have offering, and then we have response song. So response song, when you hear God's word, and then you respond to God, and with singing, and then with the way the song leads you. So you will decide to change your life so we can praise God more. Praise God more. So that's the kind of thing we need to think about. So we know God is not limited. God is not just here. God is not just there. God is everywhere. So that's why we can worship God any place we can, as long as you worship God in truth and in spirit. So in truth, so we worship God with sincerity. Sincerity. And we also worship God according to God's instruction. So let's look at some verses. I think there will be. Let's look at Exodus. It's now here, Exodus chapter 20. We are very familiar with the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3-6. I'm going to read that. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3-6. You shall have no other gods before me. You should not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You should not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. So you can see God's instruction. These first two commandments, it's actually about worship. It's about worship. About worship the true God. So first, we should worship the true God and the only God. Second, we should worship the true God in the right way. So even if you worship the true God, but you make image and you worship in other way, then that's not going to please God. And the consequence is very severe. So you can see, if you look at these verses, the consequence, God punished the children of the father who do not worship God in the right way. So this is very severe. So as parents, we need to lead our family to worship God in the true way, in the right way. So that's very important. So you can see the consequence. Because a lot of time, People are very, you know, we are neck, half neck. Is that how you say? Your neck is very straight. Yes, what is it? Stiff, okay, so our neck is very stiff. So you can see people, if say God say, I will just punish you, you say, it doesn't matter that much as long as I can enjoy. I can enjoy as much as want. I don't care that much. So the people, you know, sometimes they don't pay serious attention for their own penalty. But if you talk about the children will be also punished. Then I think the people will pay more close attention. Because children are very important to the parents. So I think that's why God, you know, give this correlate, the second commandment. So if you don't worship me in the right way, I'll punish your children for 3 or 4 generations. But if you worship God in the right way, then 1,000 generations, it's unlimited, it's for a long time. God's blessing will come to you, family, for a long, long time. And we know Abraham is such a person. So Abraham is a good example. So we know we don't worship God enough. We are short of quantity, we are short of quality. But one day, when we all go to heaven, so what do we do in heaven? Worship. Okay, worship. But sometimes, if you don't learn to worship now, and then you may think the worshiping is boring, all you do is singing, all you do is, you know, worship God. So do you think is that right or wrong? Worshiping God, do you think worshiping God, all you do is good or bad? Worshiping God all the time, that's all you do. But think about what is the true purpose of our life. When we know the true purpose of our life, and then you know that's the most pressing things to do. Worship God all the time. Worship God all the time. So I think you can see the throne in the heaven, and then the 24 elders of the universe, they all bow down to God. And then the 4 creatures, they all sing, holy, holy, holy. God is the one most worthy of the praise. Honor, power, everything is glory to the God. And when you see that, then we know that's a true worship. That's a true worship. Let's bow our head and close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you and thank you for your creation. We are your children. You create us in your own image. You create the sun, the moon, the sea, the land, and the creatures for us to take our care of them. But we sin against you. But you love us. You never forsake us. You sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us so we can live again. Lord, thank you for your wonderful salvation. Thank you for all you've done for us. So Lord, help us have a thankful heart. Help us a cheerful heart to worship you in truth and in spirit. Lord, that's our purpose of our life. So help us see every day you are worthy of all the worship. All other blessings are from you. Only when we truly worship you, then we can enjoy your blessings. and we can enjoy your provisions. Lord, we thank you today. You speak to us. Help us hear your voice. Help us respond to your words. Help us live a life to glorify you. Whatever we do, do it all for the glory of our God. Lord, we just want to thank you for this wonderful, wonderful time together we have. We can share your love. We can be your good witness. So when we go out, we can proclaim your name, your salvation, day after day, and then more people can worship you and more people can praise you. We thank you in your wonderful Son's Jesus' name. Amen.